Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Now, we all think that firefighters have a very noble job. They must be very brave as they put out fires. But what about forest fires? Who puts those out? Is it always professional firefighters? The title of our lesson is Forest Fire Fighting, and we're going to find out who did some forest fire fighting. So, here's a question to get you started. How many forest fires are there every year in the U.S.? How many forest fires are there every year in the U.S.? I'm sure there are many around the world, but just in the United States, there are a lot. Friends, let's get started with our lesson.
Forest fire fighting. Not your ordinary summer job. Wait, you've always wanted to do that too? Why don't we do it this summer? That was how it started. My sister and I were talking on the phone when the topic of forest fire fighting arose. And before we knew it, we were seriously talking about doing it together that summer. Fighting wildfires as a summer job may sound bizarre, but it's not uncommon in the western United States. There are at least 50,000 wildfires annually in the U.S., a high number of which occur in the western states.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 bizarre 这个形容词，注意它的重音是在第二音节，念成 bizarre。Bizarre 是指罕见的或者是异于平常的。例如 ，The man's bizarre behavior caught the attention of the security guards, so they asked him to leave the building. 这个男人怪异的行为引起了警卫的注意，他们就请他离开了大楼。或者是 The singer is famous for her bizarre outfits and big colorful hairdos. 这个歌手以她怪怪的装扮跟又大又鲜艳的发型而闻名。接下来我们看 uncommon 这个形容词。Common 是指常见的，所以反义词 uncommon 也是指少见的或不常发生的，但是没有 bizarre 那种怪异的意味。例如 The actor's uncommon talents helped him attain stardom early.这位演员特殊的才华让他很早就成为明星。Uncommon 也常常用在否定句的句型中，用来加强语气。例如 ,It's not uncommon for a couple to fight during their honeymoon. 夫妻在度蜜月时吵架一点也不足为奇。
Hello everyone, we have a very special guest with us today. We have the author of this lesson, none other but...Pauline.
Woo-hoo!
Hello, Pauline.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to have my debut moment with Studio Classroom. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes. Well, we are very excited to have you. We're excited to talk with you about your lesson, Forest Fire Fighting. It sounds like a very exciting job.
It really was. I felt really lucky to get to have had that experience, and I'm glad I got to share it with you guys.
That's pretty cool because you don't look like a firefighter to me.
What do you expect a firefighter to look like?
I don't know. So this is pretty cool. She got to do some forest fire fighting. Now, let's talk a little bit about her lesson here. Not your ordinary summer job. So what do you normally think of? What do you think of a summer job?
Oh, that's a good question. I think one that comes to mind maybe is...babysitting or maybe being a lifeguard at a swimming pool. I'm from the north and, you know, so we have very specific seasons. And in the summer, that's when the pools open. And a lot of times high school or college students, when they're done with school for the school break, they would be lifeguards.
Right.
So, Pauline, you mentioned that you're from the north. So what do you mean by the north?
Well, I'm talking about the United States. So northern United States for me is Montana, but there are a lot of other states that would include.
Okay. So you were doing this forest firefighting in Montana mostly?
You got it.
All right. Okay, friends. Wait, you've always wanted to do that too. Why don't we do it this summer? So this is a conversation with your sister, right?
Right.
And how old were you guys, if I may ask?
I was trying to remember. I think I was in college, and my sister was also in college. I was towards the end of my college time, and she was at the beginning.
Okay. And it says that you and your sister were talking on the phone when the topic of forest fighting arose. So how did this topic rise?
That is a great question, and that is one that I'm not sure either one of us remember at this point. I don't know if there was a fire going on in the area that we were talking about, or if we just talked about things we'd always heard about and thought would be fun to do someday, and one of us said it.
Are you pretty close with your sister?
I'm very close with my sister.
So you talk about everything together.
Yes.
So maybe that's how it came up. Forest firefighting is one of the subjects that that people cover in life. Right.
And of course, we want to talk about that phrase, a topic rises or rises. So what exactly does that mean?
Another phrase we use is a topic comes up. It just means it presents itself. All of a sudden, you are talking about a new topic. It arose.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so sometimes we talk about a topic arising or maybe a conversation arising as well. Maybe sometimes in the middle of nowhere. You didn't plan on it, and it sounds like that's what happened in your conversation with your sister.
Definitely. We didn't call each other to talk about the subject of firefighting. It just happened. It just came up. It just arose.
And I like what you say in the next sentence. And before we knew it, we were seriously talking about doing it together that summer. And we like that phrase, before we knew it. Why did you choose that specific phrase?
It just has this feeling of all of a sudden we're having this excited moment of we're talking and talking and talking, and without even realizing it, we have come to this sudden new conclusion, and we hardly know how it happened.
Yeah, and all of a sudden time passes, and then all of a sudden you're there doing some forest firefighting before we knew it. Friends, this is a good phrase. When do you use this phrase? Maybe when you're sharing an exciting story and you want to skip some details, and it seems like everything happens so quickly. Or perhaps when you want to warn someone about something. So, for example, don't do this, because before you know it, you will be in big trouble.
Exactly. Or you could also say, Betty played piano on one Sunday. And then before she knew it, she was playing every single Sunday.
So she didn't plan on playing piano all the time, but before she knew it, that's what happened. You guys weren't planning on doing forest firefighting, and all of a sudden you guys are out there.
Right.
Well, let's continue on. We read, fighting fires as a summer job may sound bizarre, but it's not uncommon in the western United States. It actually did seem a little bizarre to me when I first read about it, and so cool all at the same time.
Right. And I guess even where I'm from, there is that, oh, that's such a cool sounding job. So I have a little bit of that as well. But it didn't sound wildly impossible, like a bizarre thing that would just couldn't happen in the real world. Because I'm from the north, and there actually are a lot of forest fires that happen during that time of year. We also hear a lot about different people going out and fighting them. So it was something I was familiar with the idea of. I knew it was a possibility out there.
And if something is not uncommon, does that mean that it actually happens quite regularly?
Right.
Or frequently it's a common occurrence?
Exactly.
Sometimes we use double negatives in English. It's not uncommon if we really want to emphasize the opposite, that it is actually quite common. Well, we have more to learn about Pauline's story right after this, but it's time for us to go to
The Info Cloud.
Got that with us? Here again. The Info Cloud.
Hi, friends. In English, we have lots of suffixes we add to words to change their parts of speech or alter their meaning. And sometimes the change in meaning isn't obvious. Take, for example, tasty and tasteful.
Now, taste is one of our five senses that we use for experiencing flavors of foods. So what do tasty and tasteful mean?
Now, tasty isn't too hard. It's the adjective form of taste,
And you just need to know that it has a positive connotation.
Right. Something that has a good flavor is tasty. But tasteful? The obvious guess would be full of taste or flavor. But we have the word flavorful for that. Tasteful is different.
Here's why. In this case, taste refers to preferences. For example, if you tend to enjoy the same music as your friend, then you could say that you share the same taste in music.
So, does tasteful mean full of preferences?
Not quite. It is an adjective, and it describes things that are generally pleasing to most people's tastes or appropriate for a situation. For example, I appreciate the tasteful decor in our office. It's nice looking, but not distracting.
英文有很多字，有同样的字根，但字尾不同，意思也就完全不同。像 tasty 跟 tasteful 这两个形容词都有 taste 在里头，但它们的意思却不一样。tasty 表示美味可口的，任何好吃的东西都可以说它很 tasty。但 tasteful 看到后面的 full， 也许会让人以为是 full of taste。充满着味道，有很浓的味道，但其实那是不正确的。充满着味道有另一个字可以表达 flavorful。 tasteful 源自 taste 的另一个定义，鉴赏力，审美观，品味。因此呢， tasteful 就是有鉴赏力的，其实就是有好品味，优美的。比如说 a tasteful design， a tasteful room， tasteful furniture。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Did you know that there are 50,000 forest fires annually in the United States alone? How do people solve this problem? Do we just rely on firefighters?Friends, I believe you too can make a difference. We're learning with Pauline Hammer's story, and she took part with her sister in putting out these forest fires. Very brave woman indeed. All right, well, let's continue learning about her story now.
Forest fire fighting. And of course...Most occur during the hot months of the year, between May and September. Hence, the need for people willing to work summers fighting these fires is real. Federal agencies, such as the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management, as well as private contractors, hire thousands of seasonal firefighters each year. Through a friend, my sister and I were introduced to one of these private contractors. He agreed to hire us for his crew if we took a training course and passed the PAC test.
OK, 继续我们看 hence 这个副词。Hence 是指因此或所以，表示后面的事是理所当然的。Hence 后面可以直接加名词子句，例如 The boy is from a Greek family, hence his name Nikki. 这个男孩来自希腊的家庭，所以名字当然就是 Nikki. 或者是 Larry got fired today, hence his bad mood. Larry 今天被开除了，当然心情不好。Hence 后面的子句的 be 动词也常常被省略，例如 The armchair is handmade, hence expensive.这个扶手椅是手工打造的，所以很昂贵。最后我们看 federal 这个形容词，我们在上一篇文章有学过它的名词是 federation， 意思是联邦，所以 federal 是指联邦政府的或者是联邦制的。例如 It's against federal law to discriminate against minorities， 歧视少数族裔是违反联邦法的。或者是 Gina has been working for a federal agency for 5 years，Gina 为一个联邦政府的机构工作了五年，或者是 the federal government 是指联邦政府。例如 the new welfare policy will put the federal government in financial jeopardy， 这个新的福利政策会让联邦政府陷入财政的危机。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, continuing on with our lesson, we read, and of course, most occur during the hot months of the year. And what are we talking about? We're talking about those 50,000 wildfires that happen annually in the U.S.That's a lot of fires.
Well, right. And so, of course, Pauline is fighting these forest fires or fighting these wildfires. And I want to see that photo again, Pauline. This is a very interesting picture of you. Is this when you were out fighting fires one day?
It is, actually. My sister, again, took the picture for me while we were on a short water break. And as you can see...I was working hard and quite dirty and sooty from being out there working on the fires.
I know, it's a really nice looking photo. It almost looks like you have makeup on and it's like you're about ready for your role in a movie.
I hope you don't think that's what I look like with makeup on.
No. Very different from right now.
Okay. I'm glad we agree on that.
But it is a great picture.
Well, thank you.
It shows you in action.
Right.
Anyway, we see here, hence the need for people willing to work summers fighting these fires. Because there's a lot of fires, there's a need for people to work fires, right?
Right.
Now, you use the words to work. Now, typically when I think of work, I think of, oh, I'm going to work. But what do you mean here? To work summers?
Oh, to work summers. So, to get a job working during the summer...months. So I guess that's what I mean by to work summers.
Okay, and friends, this is a great phrase for you to know as well. So you could use it in different ways. For example, I had to be willing to work Sundays if I wanted to work at Starbucks. But I decided that I was not going to work Sundays.
Well, my grandfather had a job. He had a night shift, so he would work nights.And, of course, our friend Simon stops, you know, after he finishes here at Studio Classroom. He works evenings, okay? So, friends, you could say, I'm working in the evening, or I'm working at night, I'm working during the summer. Or you could simply say, I'm working summers, as a forest firefighter.
Working summers, working evenings, or working mornings. Well, federal agencies such as the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management, as well as private contractors, hire thousands of seasonal firefighters each year. I really like that word, seasonal.
It is a good word.
Yeah, it makes me think about fruit.
Oh, that's a great example. You're right.
So were you picking fruit
I was not picking fruit. Although fruit is an example, actually picking fruit is an example of a type of seasonal work because certain fruits come to harvest at a specific time of year. So farmers need all of a sudden a bunch of employees to come in and work for just a short amount of time during that season. So you'd say they are seasonal workers.
Okay, so seasonal workers, and of course the special type of work is firefighting. A seasonal firefighter, does that mean that you can work all four seasons or that there's only one season to work?
There's really only one season to work. There's the firefighting season.
Right. So because it's the hottest.
Right. It spans late spring to late or early fall in the United States. But that whole period we would call the firefighting season. And then we get into winter. And, of course, with the snow and the cold, there's not much fear of forest fires.
So I guess the time for fighting fires is in the summer, the hot months.So we continue on, though. Through a friend, my sister and I were introduced to one of these private contractors. He agreed to hire us for his crew if we took a training course and passed the PAC test. So all you had to do was take the training course and pass the test.
That's all you had to do. You make it sound easy, Rebecca.
I bet it was more difficult than it sounds.
It really was. Just...finding the course to take took a little work, and then the course itself wasn't too difficult. It was a lot of technical information we had to learn, but thankfully we had very patient teachers, and we had two intense very thorough days of training, mm-hmm. and then that all led to this big PAC test, and that was the scary part.
All right, well, we're going to get to the PAC test next time, friends, but right now we are out of time. Well, we're not out of all of our time. It is twin
time.
Say that.
Twin time.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello, everyone. We're glad to see you again. I'm Christina. And I'm Serena. Do you know what time it is? That's right. It's time to review today's lesson. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. Are you ready to start? Let's begin. The words are federal, contractor, bizarre, and hence. Great. Here's the first sentence. Alexis wore a very outfit to school. Do you know the answer, Serena?
I sure do.
And I think our friends do too. Alexis wore a very bizarre outfit to school. Now, bizarre means strange or highly unusual. So most likely the students at Alexis's school were staring at her.
You know what I think is bizarre, Serena?
What?
I know we are twins, but I think it's bizarre when you and I say the same thing at the same time, and it's not on purpose.
Yeah, I think that is bizarre. All right, moving on to our next sentence. Diana just found out she didn't get the job. Her bad mood. What's the answer? Right. Diana just found out she didn't get the job, hence her bad mood.
Now, we use the word hence when we want to give a reason or explanation for something. Okay, here's one last sentence for you. In Canada, the Prime Minister is the head of the government.
Is it contractor or federal? Good job. In Canada, the Prime Minister is the head of the federal government.
Friends, did you get all the answers right? I'm sure you did an excellent job. We look forward to seeing you next time on
Twin Time.
Thank you, ladies. And thank you, Pauline, for joining us here today.
I'm so glad I got you. Could I come back tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes, that would be great. And friends, make sure you join us tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom.